This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Leader, structure, and membership dues, oh boy. Acorn's responsibility to the Anthropocene Alliance and its vast network of over 350 groups now is to work with some 15 groups in 10 areas. After six regional trainings with over 100 people from almost as many groups, we narrowed down the list and are now in the process to seeing what they need and, in some cases, responding to the needs they have articulated. Craig Robbins, an Acorn veteran, found himself in Baltimore training an academy for Progressive Maryland and door knocking. At the same time, I was meeting in San Leandro, California, with first the staff of My Eden Voice and then for several hours in the evening with the leadership of the organization. Nothing but the good times. My Eden Voice is an interesting organization, one of two that we're supporting in the Bay Area, both of which are working in unincorporated areas of their counties. For MEB, that means Alameda on the East Bay. The organization is relatively young and in its current formation only 2 years, and from inception about five. It turns out that I'm visiting with them at an interesting juncture. Both the staff and the leadership are in dialogue about the effectiveness of the current structure of the organization and its direction forward. Meeting with the staff teams of both of three organizers and two directors was a good introduction to their program and current projects. A campaign to win Just Cause for tenants was a major topic. They've been training captains among community leaders to lead the organizing. We spent a lot of time discussing landlord registries and licensing, along with tactics and strategies for them to move forward. We may see if we can support, including the organizers, in some of our upcoming drives in Toronto, Cleveland, or New Orleans. Being able to meet with leaders for several hours in the evening was a gift. This meeting involved semi-simultaneous translation, with most of the debate in Spanish. MEB's basic organizing structure is centered on four base groups in their areas, but they also have independent membership and a loosely maintained dues system. The leadership and the staff are in discussions about how the structure works, along with various proposals about how to make it more effective. Charts prepared to articulate the state of these conversations made it clear that the issue of how to integrate the membership was unresolved. One leader after another expressed their concerns along with their vision for My Eden Voice. They did so often under the guise of asking me questions about Acorn or other organizational alignments and formations and how they work, but in some interesting ways, I was a foil for a friendly debate among themselves. Much of the staff discussion had focused on how members and groups understand and enter the front door of the organization. I was advising them to leave it swinging wide open. Without exactly that formulation, the leaders were essentially debating how much to control that door, making membership a more selective and difficult process, as opposed to opening it wide to be able to win campaigns and build power. I couldn't decide the issue for them, obviously, although if I were counting votes, I believe the open door program would win. At this stage of development, organizers can be tentative about what leaders really think and how they view change. My favorite moment was when one leader, decked out in an MEV blue t-shirt, made a dramatic and enthusiastic argument that the dues were too damn low at $3 a month, and they needed to get serious. I offered to come back on my next visit and do a door knocking and membership dues training and take 20, 30, or 50 of them out on the doors so they could gauge the response people would give them to getting serious about membership, winning, and power. What fun. This is Wade Rafke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.